Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong araw si Giovanni Ortega, isang actor, author, director at playwright. At kasama rin natin si Zed Hopkins. Magandang araw. Good morning.
Good morning. Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat.
Yes. Giovanni, first, you're here in Sydney for the second time.
Yes.
For a workshop you did last weekend.
Yes, I'm doing a workshop called Katawan, Creation of My Body. So nag-umpisa kami last Sunday and then we're finishing up this Sunday with...
It's still on.
Yeah. May maliit na presentation at the end. So it's at ACI Central, Arts, Culture, Innovation Central in Campbelltown.
Yeah.
And we're going to be kind of rehearsing from 12 to 3:30 and then inviting people to come and see what we're doing, mga alas 4. So, yeah, 4 to 5.
And Zed was there last weekend to do his piece?
Yeah.
Yes,
what did you do,
Zed? So, I'm currently traveling with Gio on a summer research project with Pomona College in Los Angeles. And so this is the next stage of my practice and actually performing my one-man show, which I developed in Japan, training in Japan in a style of Japanese theater called Buto. And so I developed it in Japan, performed in Singapore with Gio, and now performing it in Sydney at the Creation of My Body workshop. So it's just another chance to reach a new audience and sort of keep experimenting with what the show's all about. So.
Have you seen the Filipinos are very artistic?
Very. Love to take photos.
Yeah. But we have to spell that project of yours because it might be strange to hear it. Buto?
Buto.
Spell
yes.
it?
So it's B-U-T-O-H.
What does it mean?
So Buto is a style of traditional Japanese physical theater that was developed in the post-World War II era in Japan by Kazuo Ono and Tatsumi Hijikata. And basically, it's a form that is purely physical and in many ways very formless. So it's looking at using the body to tell stories and to look at a state of in-betweenness within the body. So it's very physical, very visceral, and something that's very different to what I guess many people would consider to be theatre. So this project that I'm working on is kind of looking at how something very physical and very raw, like Buto, can actually be brought together with the spoken word and a more narrative-based theatre performance.
Mm. And Giovanni, what are you trying to teach Zed?
I have no idea.
Is he learning from you?
We ask him that. No, actually, he's been a student of mine he's only a first year in uni.
Oh, wow.
So in his first semester, he took intermediate acting, right?
Yes.
And, you know, there's just some students that you see that are artists, and he's one of them. So... you know, whenever I work with mga bagong artista, you could really tell, and it's really nice to help them any way I can.
Yeah.
Without imposing ideology, you know. And so from that, he submitted his a 10-minute play for a festival that we had, and he wrote and directed, and I really saw that there was something there. It had some Buto elements in it already. And a lot of my work deals with some kind of social and cultural activism. And that piece dealt with PTSD and war. And and so from that point on, I suggested the SERP program. I suggested it, right?
Yes.
It's like,
been working for a while.
Should I claim it?
Yeah, but I knew right away that he was going to get it. And yeah.
Yep. From the other side of the world, you come from the U.S., traveled to Sydney. You are an actor there, and I saw you did present at the second Filipino-American International Book Festival in 2013. See,
yeah.
I searched that.
Yeah. You know what? The third one's coming up this year, 2017.
Oh, wow.
Every 2 years. Yeah, it was 2015, actually.
Oh, was it? Okay.
So, yeah, that was so funny because I was just talking to my editor. I'm doing a lot of work outside of the country because I'm writing a book.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be due this October.
Yes. But is it a sequel to your previous book?
Somewhat. Leaves from the Silver Lake Barrio is about yung mga taong parang tumatakbo sa buhay nila. So leaving their homeland to find themselves. This one, ang pangalan is Ang Gitano. You know, so Gitano is a gypsy in Spanish. And then Ang is Tagalog for thee.
Three,
so it's really connecting our identities as people of the world. So this one is about people who are from different places and go to different places, but feel that they fit in wherever they go. Mm. So it's a complete opposite.
How long have you been living in the U.S.?
Tagal na. 1989.
When you get into the art industry there, was it hard being a person with color?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the 90s. So Filipino identity wasn't really known as much in the arts back then. So I would navigate from the Spanish culture and the Asian culture. So when I started out, when I was in my 20s, I would get cast as like an Asian techie or a Latino gangbanger or something like that. So it's really the past 10 years when we've gotten our visibility as Filipinos. So there are more roles, you know, like Vince is in My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Reggie Lee is doing Grimm. So marami ng mga Pilipino in the industry.
Yeah.
So then we have musicals like Imelda or Here Lies Love. Tapos Miss Saigon's on Broadway right now with John John Briones and and the whole cast.
And for yourself, you have done several or lots, actually. I've seen movies, theater, and you also did choreography.
I do a lot of choreography now. Kasi medyo matanda na ako, so my leaps are not as good. So yeah, I think as we get older, we want to impart what we know. So I started out as a dancer in like musicals, and I still dance. I dance with different companies. Actually, I'm working with Kayamanan ng Lahi Philippine Folk Arts in Los Angeles right now.
Wow, yeah.
So I'm getting more into choreography as well.
And helping students like Zed?
Helping students like Zed. Zed is a phenomenal dancer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Phenomenal dancer.
Can we see example from Zed.
Example from Zed.
Yeah. Giovanni, from U.S. to Sydney, you've also been traveling around Asia.
Yeah, I was just in Singapore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing what?
I was directing Creation of My Body and then presenting Zed's piece, Welcome to Manhood.
Mm.
My research ko, kumbaga, ang pangalan is The Immigrant's Diasporic Imagination. So I noticed, like, after working for so long in the States, I realized that the immigrant identity, especially nowadays, internationally, has to be, the stories have to be told because there's a lot of stories that are not true. There's a lot of ignorance around it, diba?
Yeah.
So it's always nice to share our stories, not just mine, but whenever I go to a different country, I want to make sure that they get to share as well. And then wherever I go, we impart that knowledge.
Zed being a student and
he's
learning.
Also from Brisbane. He's also from Australia.
Yeah, so Australian at heart.
But are you based now in the US?
So for the moment. So I'm doing a 4-year undergraduate degree at Pomona College. And so that's how I met Gio.
Yeah.
And so for the next 4 years, Pomona College, just outside of LA, will be my base.
Yeah, but as you mentioned, you're from Brisbane.
Yes, yep.
Are you not coming back to Brisbane soon?
We're going there next.
Yes, we actually go there next to do my show, and I've got a few other projects that I'm working on there. And I think, you know, coming back to Australia, all of my work that I do, I always want to bring back to Australia because Australia will always be home.
Are your family here?
So all of my family's in Brisbane.
Oh, wow, they must be excited.
Yes, it's really nice to see them, especially after about a year abroad. So it's really nice to come back
home. And they're going
to
see your work.
Yes, exactly.
So you're touring Australia, is that so?
This time around, I'm going to Sydney and then I'm going to Brisbane. last year I was in Sydney and then Melbourne. Mm. So yeah,
For the workshop or for the show that you're doing in Brisbane, what's it about?
Pareho din, recreation of my body. Kasi the whole concept is we have artists, writers, and you know, people who don't really perform but have art inside their heart.
Yeah.
Inside their heart.
Write that one down.
I write it down.
It's a good title of a show.
Yeah. So yung concept is to talk about the perception of society towards ang ating itsura. Physically. But also really digging into who we are as human beings. So, ang pagdating nun, sino nagpalaki sa'yo? Who are the people who inspire you? Mga pamilya or whatnot?
It's like looking beyond the physical.
Yeah. It's a start, right? To say, this is what you see. But the creation of the body is really what you see inside.
And what's in it?
Abang, galing ka, Annalyn, sana sumama ka sa amin.
We have a radio to do. So maybe invite our listeners to come to the show to Brisbane, aside from watching the Manny Pacquiao and Jeff Horn fight.
Yes. We have the presentation this Sunday at ACI Central in Campbelltown around 4 p.m. to 5:30. And yeah, kung available po kayong lahat, we'd love to have you there para mag-share tayo ng mga story ng mga Pinoy and Pinoy-Australians here.
Yeah.
And we're doing the other one in Brisbane July 9th.
Oh, wow.
It's a Sunday.
So, where is it at?
It's going to be at the Magna Arts Community Arts.
Mm. You have engagement with a Filipino artist here?
All the time, yeah. Pascal Berry has become one of my good friends. He hosted... the reason I came here was we did a reading of my play, Tungkol sa mga babaeng umiiyak sa mga patay, Chinese Funerals, Criers for Hire.
Yeah.
And Kenneth Moraleta actually directed it. And it was at the Blacktown Arts Center, hosted by Pascal Berry.
Yeah.
And with a Filipino cast. And that's how I met Michelle Baltasar.
Yeah.
Who then invited me to do the
workshop. Yeah. Yeah, because it's a new art center for the Filipinos.
Yes. Yeah, it's a beautiful space. Beautiful space.
Any more that you want to say from your learnings from Giovanni Zed? This is it.
I guess the one thing that I would say is that, you know, throughout this whole experience, seeing how Gio works and seeing the process that he's gone through with this Creation of My Body workshop, both in Singapore and in Sydney now, I think it's a testament to our stories and the importance of stories in the art form and in our everyday lives, because I think we don't really get a lot of time in our busy schedules to actually think about our story and who we are. And I think this is a great chance to start sharing those stories and start going, you know, my story matters. So I think it's a really great opportunity to see that theatre and art and life is all about stories.
And it's not about color.
No.
Not at all.
No, it's not about color.
Yeah.
Well, also, do you want to talk about your piece? His piece is pretty amazing. Welcome to Manhood.
Yeah, so my piece is actually... So it's called Welcome to Manhood, and it's basically a look at what it means to be a man and to be masculine, and the two words of manhood and masculinity. And I think as a culture, especially in Australia, and I've noticed in the US as well, that it's very easy to confuse masculinity and manhood as one thing. And this idea that to be a man, you have to be masculine all of the time, and that, you know, manhood is defined by your masculinity and an open expression of masculinity. And so my piece is kind of looking deeper into what it means to be a man and the way that culture informs our own identity as a man and our own definition of masculinity. And kind of what I'm trying to do with this piece now is look at how we can start to have a dialogue about manhood and what it means to be a man, and that it's okay to be vulnerable and find that vulnerability and talk about, you know, our own story, our own feelings as men, and it's more than also just being a man. It's about being a member of a society, communicating with other people, and actually debunking some of the myths of what we consider to be masculine.
Yeah. Is it manhood or masculinity? A man who doesn't cry.
A man who doesn't cry It's funny. I think one of the most masculine things you can do is to cry.
Cry, oh, yeah. Wow.
I think I honestly believe that. And I think we are taught that, yeah, that crying...
Let's start crying.
Yeah. You know, I think we're taught that as men, that we shouldn't cry. We shouldn't show emotions and we should hide that. But I think in that is our masculinity. And I think we're told that manhood means you never cry, that you're, yeah, strong, you have, mm-hmm, tough skin. But I think that's the complete opposite of what masculinity really is. So I think, you know, there's more conversations to be had in that space.
Yeah, it's great. Mm. Giovanni, for those who have art in their heart, as you said.
Art in their heart. I have to write that down, have to write it.
What can you say to them in showing, engaging the community about their art?
You know, I think one of the things that we deal with, especially for people who leave their homeland, people who migrate to another country, is pagdating mo sa bagong bansa, your new homeland, there's one thing in your head, and that's work. Work, 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 yeah, work, right? And you instill that to your children. Yung pera is very important because those are the things you didn't have at home. But it's really important to hone that artistic side as well. You know, kasi kung nasa puso mo yung artistic capabilities mo, you should let it out.
Yeah.
And find spaces like ACI Central. There's classes all over, especially Sydney, right? There's so many venues and opportunities where you could continuously hone your craft. So you might not do it for a living, but you could do it for a hobby, or you could do it for times when you're down or when you're stuck at that monotony of everyday life.
Paglabas ng emosyon.
Paglabas ng emosyon. Iyakan, right?
Maraming salamat, Giovanni Ortega and Zed Hopkins, for sharing your art from the heart.
Thank you so much for having us.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.